Therefore, the question of what existed before the Big Bang is equivalent to asking what existed before or beyond the Planck era. As it happens, physics can actually inquire about the trans-Planck realm. We know that mathematical laws govern the four basic forces: gravity, electromagnetism, and the strong and weak nuclear forces. This is one reason why faith in mathematics seems totally justified. Certain known constants tell us why these four forces assume the values they have in our universe. For example, when calculating the gravity anywhere, on Mars, on a distant star light years away, or at the microscopic scale of atoms, no matter how different these environments are, the constant that applies to gravity remains the same. Relying on constants allows Earth-bound physics to travel mentally to the farthest reaches of space and time. Could it be that the same constants exist in a timeless fashion, extending beyond our universe? Current physics cannot provide a definite answer. But if the constants are timeless, one can envision a continuity between our reality and unseen dimensions. Even short of that, you can see the allure of timeless constants. They give reality a sense of stability in the midst of roiling chaos. Timeless constants also shore up mathematics as a language that can survive the collapse of words. If before is a word that becomes meaningless, the value of pi and the formula E equals mc² will still hold up. But these two could be illusions when we cross the Planck era threshold. For one thing, timeless constants beg the question of where they came from, leaving us without the origins story we are trying to seek. Taking our inquiry as close as possible to the very beginning, one is tempted to identify the pre-created state as the quantum vacuum. In classical physics, the vacuum is truly empty. Ironically, that kind of pure nothingness agrees with religious creation stories. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. But quantum theory and its derivatives state that the vacuum is not empty at all. It is filled with quantum stuff. In fact, the quantum vacuum is as full as it can be, containing vast amounts of energy not manifesting in the observable universe. There is therefore no problem having the universe come out of the quantum vacuum, at least in terms of sufficient potential energies being available. There is also no doubt that following the universe to the very earliest phase must involve the physics of quantum vacuum. Even so, the Planck era sets up an impenetrable veil that blocks our view of the very beginning. One clever ploy is to do without a beginning at all, which has become a popular notion, strange as it sounds. Is the Big Bang necessary? Theoretically, there are other possibilities besides the Big Bang. This sounds peculiar if the Big Bang is real. But remember, the explosion that began the universe wasn't like a dynamite explosion. There was no matter or energy of the kind that creation is now filled with. The visuals you see on TV science programs that resemble an exploding star embedded in the blackness of space are totally misleading, since there was no space in existence at the very beginning. It would make life easier if the universe were born another way. A model called the steady-state universe was proposed in 1948 by Hermann Bondi, Thomas Gold, and Fred Hoyle, precisely to avoid the question of origin and what existed before the beginning. In the steady-state model, the universe also expands forever, as in the Big Bang, but with the additional proviso that it always looks the same. It obeys the perfect cosmological principle, which means the universe looks the same everywhere and at all times. In other words, no matter where one looks, no matter how far back, the universe would be the same. This implies that the creation of matter takes place continually in space-time, even as it is expanding. According to the Big Bang theory, creation occurred once. Nothing was required to turn into everything. So which model is true? Observations of distant light sources from the early state of the universe support an evolutionary model, which would discredit the original steady state. An updated version from 1993, proposed by Hoyle, Jeffrey Burbidge, and Jayant Narlikar, which they labeled as quasi-steady state, assumes that mini-bangs repeatedly occur in the universe. Another alternative, known as chaotic inflation, is quite similar to steady state, but at much, much larger scales. The term chaotic inflation was later replaced by eternal inflation, which gives a hint into its basic insight. Eternal inflation holds that certain hotspots in the quantum field accumulate enough energy to pop into creation, and this initial burst gives enough momentum that an entire universe can be born in an instant. There are various reasons why eternal inflation has become much in vogue, but the main one is that one-time genesis can be turned into a constant behavior of the quantum vacuum. In essence, if the vacuum can bubble up with very tiny things, subatomic particles, why not give it the ability to bubble up with very large things, universes? Inflationary theories all accept the Big Bang while also being saddled with the problem of beginnings and endings. Eternity, by definition, has neither beginning nor ending. According to the principle of eternal inflation, space-time has always been bubbling up in various places with huge inflationary events, like a cosmic bubble bath. These events happen at the speed of light and continue forever. Some brilliant physicists are infatuated with eternal inflation, and it's unlikely that someone as creaky and outdated as a philosopher could spoil things. But philosophy is concerned with words like existence and eternity, which turn out to be two very tricky terms.